glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker. Larry Billingsley will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
Today, I want to talk about what is the church. When I speak of the church, I'm talking about the spiritual church. All those that have obeyed the Lord's gospel belong to that spiritual church. If I'm talking about a church building, I'll say church building. If I'm talking about a congregation, I'll say a congregation. But Christ built this church as he wanted it to be. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, he makes a promise. He says, "And I tell you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." There are three promises here. First of all, Jesus says to his disciples, "I will, in the future, build my church." Second of all, he says, "I'm going to give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." And then he says, "With those keys, you will bind and loose." Well, Acts chapter 2 is a fulfillment of what he is talking about. In Matthew 16, he doesn't tell us what the keys are, but in Acts chapter 2, he shows us that the keys are the Word of God. And so what Peter is saying in Acts 2 is being recorded. He is saying that this is fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. In verse 37, he records that and says that they were convicted in their heart that they had crucified the Son of God. And this being the case, they are in the dilemma, and they ask the question, "What shall we do?" And Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Well, this is an example of the keys binding. He commands them to repent and be baptized. In doing so, that is binding upon all of us to do that. He says, "Every one of you." So that's an example of the binding that he gives in Acts 16. But then in verse 42 of Acts 2, he says that they were devoted to the apostles' teaching. It wasn't to some man's teaching or some other teaching. It was the apostles' teaching. And so upon this word that Jesus promised to give his disciples and did give them, and they began to speak them in Acts chapter 2, then the church is being built. The last verse of the chapter, in verse 47, he says, "And the Lord added to their number such as should be saved." So he could say that, as one translation is, "The Lord added to the church such as should be saved." Well, it's true. Whenever one responds to those keys of the Word of God in a positive way, the Lord adds one to his church. You see, I don't have the power to add anybody to Jesus' church. You don't have that power. No man here has that power. Only Jesus has that power. But Christ built what he wanted, and the New Testament church was what the Lord wanted. Let's suppose for a moment that you had a blueprint and you just built you a house, and I just happen to have enough money to build one like it. And I come to you and I say, "Could I borrow that blueprint? And you say, well, sure. And I take the blueprint and I look it over and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to put where the garage is, I'm going to put the master bedroom. And where the master bedroom is, I'm going to put the garage. Well, and so I go ahead and build it. Now the question comes up, do I have the same house as you have? And the answer is obviously no, because I've changed the pattern. I've changed what made that thing, and that was the following of the pattern that we had. And so this is one of the things the Lord warns of apostasy. Apostasy means simply from to stand. If I had my fist on a table here and I move it one way or another, I've gone from the position which it stands. And God doesn't want that with His Word. He doesn't want us to change His Word. In Acts chapter 20, 29 through 31, He says there for us not to distort the Word of God. Let's suppose that I had a piece of paper here and I tore part of the paper off. Have I distorted it? And you'd say, well, sure you have. And it's the same way with God's Word. He gave us a pattern, which is the Word. And if we take part of it away, then we have changed it, and it's not the same pattern. What if I bend it and wad it up? Is it the same? And you say, no, it's not the same. Well, if we change the meaning of God's Word, it's not the same. God wants us just to follow His Word. Let's say I glued something onto that paper. Is it the same piece of paper? And the answer is obviously, no, it's not. It's become something different. And God has built what He wants, and He doesn't want us to change it. And the way it's changed is by us changing the teaching in which builds the Jesus Church. So we look back and we see that in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus promised to build the church, and He was going to do that by giving the disciples the keys. And when they received those keys, they spoke those keys, and by speaking the keys, the people that obeyed it, they were added to Jesus' church by Jesus. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1 and 2, He says there that their conscience had been seared as with a hot iron. Sometimes there are those that they have heard that which is not true for so long, their conscience is seared to hearing that which is truth. We need to be careful with that. We need to do the best that we can to read God's Word with an open mind and with sincerity that we want what You want, Lord, and by doing so, and obeying the Word and the pattern that God has given us, we become Christians. We become children of God. And so we don't become Paulites, we don't become Johnites or Larryites because I might have taught you, but we simply become Christians when we obey the Word of God.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath the load of guilt and shame, touched me, oh, He touched me, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole.
Well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise Him.
To praise Him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. He touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.